resignation.
It's just getting messier by the day. It's just getting messier. One thing that didn't occur to me that surfaced yesterday, to me, others apparently knew, was that there this claim that the deputy governor was asked to submit an unsigned letter, resignation letter, to the president. I think that's the greatest, it's the greatest insult you can give to a man of that standing. I mean, who, again, Ito Asorio, who does that? Why would you put me through the indignity of sending in an unsigned letter? And I must be a complete, what they call a complete mugu. What it means is that before I walk out of that door, that letter can be submitted. And I don't think that was the best way to handle somebody of the caliber of a deputy governor. In fact, things like that are done in the private sector. And when you have bully presidents like President Obasanjo, who is a bully, you know, having been a military man, he can bully his way through, I want an unsigned letter. Meanwhile, the main thing, the truth, and what the Constitution says was not followed. That's the part that when I had Yemi here yesterday, Candy Johnson, it's part of what we were talking about, the law. We just, as a people, find it difficult, you know, find it extremely difficult to do, to adhere to the laws that we set for ourselves. And so the latest, let me read to you. At the end of Tuesday's plenary, the Speaker of the Assembly, Olamide Oladidi, disclosed that as part of the resolutions reached at the meeting with Tinubu, Mr. Lucky Ayedatiwa was asked to write an undated resignation letter and submit to the president. Even if you were going to resign, you don't submit the letter to, I think you, that you would have submitted it to the Assembly. And Oladiji, who read the resolutions on the floor of the House, warned all the gladiators and stakeholders against violating the resolutions of the meeting, which between you and I are not necessarily backed by law. But the Speaker said, for the avoidance of doubt, let me present to the good people of Ondo State the resolutions reached after the meeting of representatives of the Ondo State House of Assembly, and so on and so on and so on and so forth. It says here that there will be no dissolution of the State Executive Council. Mm. The man's hands are tied. So any commissioner can stand up to him. He can't sack him. That there will be no... Where did I see that? Now, Juba, what did you fold that? Okay, and I'm sorry. For me, let me present to the good people the good people of Ondo State, the resolutions reached after the meeting. And it says that that there will be no dissolution of the State Executive Council, that an undated letter of resignation must be written and signed by the Deputy Governor and submitted to the President, that the party leadership and structures remain intact. The man, you've stripped him. You've stripped him. And that Honorable Lucky Ayedatiwa continues to perform the functions of the office as deputy governor. So technically, Ondo State has no governor or has no present governor. Is that how you want to continue? You know, what they've done actually is to tie his hands totally. And the Speaker noted that the lawmakers were acting based on the mandate given to them by their constituencies. I don't believe that. I believe this is personal political interest. And I suspect very strongly that from, given the way the president has maneuvered all this, he probably would most likely have his eyes on a candidate. Now, if this man is sworn in as governor, it's going to be very, very difficult to, you know, to beat him at the primaries. Mm. When the time comes, which will be next year. But if Akiti is able, if you have this scenario till the end, then all kinds of maneuverings can be done. But all these calculations are done, I repeat, at the expense of the health of my friend. I can imagine, for all you know, he might have wanted to resign long before now. Maybe these were the people who are urging him on. Maybe. And he says that we as elected representatives of the people have only acted within the precinct of the mandate freely given to us by our constituents. Knowing what happens at elections now, I wonder how many politicians can actually boast of having truly and thoroughly won an election, but that's neither here nor there. We have demonstrated courage when the equation demanded it. You didn't demonstrate courage. Courage would be to do the right thing and to think of this man who has been your governor for 7 years and think of his state of health. This is not courage. This is selfishness. We must learn to challenge these people at every point, word for word. What's courage? All of them are selfish. Each one of them has an agenda. The one that falls in between them, they gang up together. All of them, without exception. If everybody, I believe, has his own agenda. And the politicians will always laugh at you that you want. Now you know. This is how we play the game. The human element gone. Can you imagine what state Ondo State is now as we speak? As we speak, the state is not being governed. And during the plenary, 51 members of the Interim Caretaker Committee for the 18 local government areas of state as well as LCDAs had been screened by the Assembly were approved following the request of Governor Rotimi Akeredolu. This is a whole lot of nonsense going on. Politically, you say it's unavoidable. I always like, at the end of politics and this, what do we bring to this world and what do we take? Why must you, that's why again, I must state clearly my respect for Jonathan, even though I was his greatest critic when he was in government, when he said he would not want any form of blood shed just so that he could win and be president. I wish all these other politicians and some of Akete's family had this to say, that we will not shed Akete's blood just because we want to have access to governance. Well, tomorrow we'll bring whatever updates we have.
Right. So we're going to go to the editorial page of the Punch right now. Voters should determine winners, not judges.
Yes, 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 yes. If this didn't come out, I didn't know how newspapers are produced, I would have said they must have listened to Candy Johnson and I yesterday. It is unfortunate that where we are today, you bring people out on a Saturday morning, no movement, nothing. They're lining up in the sun to vote. And at the end of the day, because I want to be corrected, I can't think of any major victory of any politician that didn't go beyond the election day. That is, as soon as it was, oh no, Fayemi was an honorable man. He gave in to fire. Say,
yes.
Yes, it is on record. This is how we'll talk about people long after. This is how we'll talk about honorable people long after. No, he fell our hand during the APC primaries. But that's the story for another day. You win some, you lose some. The point says that controversial judgments emanating from the 2023 Court of Appeals election reaffirm widespread apprehension that Nigeria's judiciary may have been compromised by a political class that disdains values, a political class that disdains morals, a political class that disdains restraint. I'm emphasizing all this. Among others, the recent judgments in the Plateau, Kano, Zamfara state cases threw up more questions than answers. Protests over the verdict are degenerating towards anarchy in Kano. To avert voters' revolt, the judiciary should urgently implement extensive reforms to salvage its reputation and Nigeria's tottering democracy. Okay, and they go into the facts of the case. I don't want to waste too much of your time. But they give various instances where matters, and if I remember, Amaechi was not even the candidate in the election that produced him as governor.
No, he was a candidate of the party at the primary level.
No, but his name wasn't on the ballot paper. That's what I'm saying.
I think it's a party's logo that's usually
on the ballot paper. Mm. But you see, you can't take away the person during the elections. You can't take away the influence of his name.
Yes, ordinarily, but you know, the law recognizes the party. The law puts
that's
the
part of
first.
What you're saying. The law, you know, the law The law is for men. Men are not brought to this world for the law. You know, but that was an odd one that I'm just saying, for example, that, okay, he didn't take part in the election as governor and then became governor because of a technicality.
You're right.
Which is the issue that Yemi and I were talking about yesterday. You can't be winning the elections on technicalities. Surely we must put a premium on something that says that the numbers is what, well, you know, the numbers are tinkered with again. But the numbers should be ordinarily be what is the will of the people. If somebody has a technical issue, if he can't settle it before the election, so be it. So be it. I don't know, because, of course, when we have gotten to this frustrating world, all kinds of ideas will be coming out from the woodwork. But elections are becoming extremely frustrating in Nigeria.
Yes.
Where you know that definitely this is not the person that we wanted. And so that's the emphasis that the Punch is talking about. And they conclude the editorial by saying that the judiciary should work strenuously to rehabilitate its battered image. It should rely less on technicalities to determine election petitions to counter the inefficiencies of INEC and the desperation of politicians. The court shouldn't be deciding at that level whether a man has school sat or not. If we haven't done due diligence at the other level, so be it. You understand what I'm saying? The Chief Justice of the Federation, Ariwola, should climb down from his defiant riposte that the judiciary would not bow to sentiments and mob rule. I think that sentence itself, I found it a bit offensive. But, you know, you can't, decency and all kinds of things means that there's a limit to which you can take on a chief judge for what he says. Because if you say mob rule, it's not mob rule. People are expressing concerns of the things they can see. And they have the right to express that. Yes, I know the judiciary has been coming under attack and attack and attack and attack. But it's not the people that caused it. To a large extent, the judiciary brought this upon themselves. Over time. It is important for people, especially older people, to understand that the world they lived in 20, 30 years ago is different from the world we're living in now. Nothing is hidden. You'd be lucky to get away with any misdemeanor in the world of today. Nothing is hidden. The times are different. Yes. But so it says that the rot is visible for the whole world to see. That's what the Punch says. It should therefore lead the crusade to clean up the temple of justice and restore it to its former glory. I usually have a problem with sentences like this. That, okay, so you want to clean up, or you want to fight corruption, you want to clean up the civil service, or you want to clean up INEC, you want to clean up. The question is, who is going to do the cleanup? What kind of character would you need to do the cleanup? Person who want to clean up, himself clean? Is he clean? You talk about law and order and crime and so on and so forth. Of all the agencies that you have, which is the most corrupt? So we keep deceiving ourselves, you know. We now need to start talking about something else rather than tomfoolery in repeating yourself back in every morning and saying something that you know cannot work. And therefore, it falls on the lap of the people. If you continue like this as we are going, you're not heading anywhere. You're not heading anywhere. In a country where the leader can appoint his personal friends anywhere and can arrange, before you know it, by this time next year, it would be nice to know in what state this country would be. The judiciary is almost practically gone. Where else do you turn to?
And that's what scares me the most.
It scares me.
It's what scares me the most. And when the CJN said what he said, I think that it wasn't properly advised. I think it was ill-advised to have said that.
The CJN doesn't need to be advised on what to say.
Well, maybe.
I know you're trying to be polite.
No, I'm just saying that it's possible. As it's possible
of,
that he.
As point
he,
of correction.
No, it's possible that he has his own, you know, in quotes, kitchen cabinet as well, who might have discussed this with him, you know, and all of that. Because I think that I shouldn't have called the reactions of Nigerians as mob reaction.
He's made it us versus them.
I think he shouldn't have said that. And I also think that, you know, the CJN saying that, you know, inadvertently is also pointing fingers at his own constituency as well, because there are members of his own constituency as well that have said the same thing that the general public have been saying all the while. You know, my fear is that people always say that judiciary is whatever of the common man. I do not like that statement at all. You know, but it's becoming so apparent every now and again that that last pillar of hope is shaking.
There's no pillar again. Unless we want to be polite.
I want to be polite.
I don't want to be polite.
I want to be
well,
polite.
I'm all learning. Let's know where we are.
I think the pillar is shaking because I still believe that there are good people. There are good.
They are becoming the minority now, Sheriff. That's the fear all of us have, which I'm sure you have. They are.
That's what scares me.
Close your eyes and think 20 years back. Those of us who have lived, I can use age now to intimidate you. Those of us who have lived in the past, we know, let's call a spade, we know what judges used to be. What are you saying? We know when you see, we know what judges used to be. Justice Elias, Adefarasin, Douglas, we know what judges used to be. It's not the same anymore. Even the process now, to become a judge in Nigeria today, you must be related to somebody. Yes. A judge in Supreme Court now has a son or daughter in Supreme Court, in Court of Appeal. If we don't say these things now, it will never be corrected. Nigeria is heading for a chaotic situation.
And that needs
that
to be
said. That is not going to do anybody any good.
That's why I said that. That's what scares me because, see, the moment the last pillar falls, then there is no saving anybody anymore. So...
It has fallen.
I'm hoping that it's still standing. Like it's just shaky.
I wish we could do a comprehensive survey, or what do you call it now, and ask people how many of them. Most people who go to court usually believe they have the money to influence the judgment. Yes, I'm not interested. I pray God that I'm not taken for a criminal charge. But outside that, I don't believe in the court system anymore. We must be honest. First of all, if you don't have a son, if you don't have a son, forget it. I've been through that process before. The whole thing is let us call a spade a spade. The judiciary is not what it used to be. There was a time in Lagos, it's got stopped now, under a particular city. Judges were taking Ashwebi at parties. Whereas when I was growing up, there was a judge who gave out his daughter. He went to the church and didn't go for the reception and the night party. On point of principle, Taslim Elias of blessed memory, my son is named after him. He was my godfather. I never saw him in anywhere. I've never even saw him at the party. Whatever we did in our house, he never came. He sent his money ahead. Justice Graham, Justice Adefarasin, all of these ones. Justice Babalakin. But what do we have now? The speech of the CJ, sorry to say, with your apologies, my Lord, let me stand up and the apologies, was pitched against the people who are the mob. Who are being referred to as the mob? We the people? We have a big problem. The Institute of Justice has been seriously compromised. And these politicians are becoming more and more reckless every day and telling you can go do your worst. And we must say these things. That's what brought about the criticism I said yesterday of appointing another of the president's friends in the financial structure. Elders in the land keep quiet about that until something happens. Now, again in the news, we have to go and borrow more money. The people who are encouraging you to come and borrow this money, to come and borrow this money, you don't know that they're enslaving you gradually until you hit rock bottom. You're borrowing money, but you're buying luxuries. They will not tell you not to buy. They will sell to you.
Of course. The money is coming back to them after all.
Mameho. I can imagine the mind of, do you know how many people of my age have woken up this morning? They don't have a dime. They can't even buy ogi. They can't buy anything. They don't have a dime. And they're not likely to get it tomorrow. People that must be dying, it just that we don't have the records.
You know, incidentally, I was on my way here this morning. I was thinking about how many people...
Where did you sleep?
Maybe.
Hello, Tibwe.
I was thinking about...
Where did you sleep?
On my way here this morning, I was thinking about, you know, how Nigerians, you know, in Canada, in the UK, are largely homeless and all of that. And then I came back home in my mind, like, God knows how long it will take for Nigerians, even here in Nigeria, to be homeless.
The reason why it's not that way is the African culture. Oimbos is MYOB, mind your own business.
Yeah.
But the African culture, people can still walk up to me. People I don't even know from Adam can walk up to. During the Civil War, we had two people in our house for about close to about 5 years, and we were feeding them during the Civil War, because at the initial part, you couldn't even walk the streets during the day. So we were feeding them. You know, they were with us. It wasn't even anything to worry about. Do you know how many? Why do you think you have a preponderance of people taking up family names and claiming to members of that family? It's because of this African accommodating whatever it is. Somebody, your grandfather allowed somebody to put his load down and sleep. Tomorrow night, he says he's also a quadri. You won't say no. You know? So that is what, our condition is worse than that, because those you see sleeping on the streets, the system acknowledges them and takes care of them. Yes. It acknowledge, they know about them, they know they exist, and they have havens where they can go to sleep if they so desire. Do you understand?
Yeah.
But in Nigeria, you are bound to the Philistines, and with the rate of poverty now, nobody is going to be his brother's keeper.
It's getting tougher and tougher.
People always pray in Yoruba that my jenwomo means I will eat my child's food, but meaning that your child will take after will look after you in old age. It's impossible now. The person you want to look after cannot look after himself. Look at the pension. Some people's pensions are tied to what they earned 20 years ago.
That's right. That's right.
Who does that?
That's right.
You have governors here who are wearing $700,000 wristwatches and not paying pensions. They are constructing Julius Berger bridges and doing this and that, but they are not paying pensions. And paying politicians, paying politicians' fees to contest election and boasting about it in public. And we held them. And the media is also complicit. That's the part that bothers me. We carry these people. And of course, it's obvious to you and I, even though we can't admit what has, like Ratata would say, what are guan. It's let's go on. So let's waste all that. We waste all the time talking.
There are some stories that you just know that they are bigger than a page.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's take our last story.
Let's take this one then. That we don't keep.
Okay, let's go to the metro page of the punch then.
Well, there's a story on the front of the Metro page, a co-founder's controversy. Academics, Olotah, Lagos Chief Takuloba of Benin. Let's find something else doing. They say when wood falls on top of each other, you take away the first. All these people that are talking about whether Lagos was formed by Benin or not, what have they done to the progress of their people in today? One of them is a turncoat. a complete turncoat. So let's disregard this. We need, at every point in time, we should be talking about how to move forward, not to look back. History is there. History will always be controversial. If you are not happy with the upper zone, go and write your own book and state it and stop creating. These are diversions. I can assure you, these are diversions. Because it says here, controversy. Because the upper of Benin. My origins are from Benin. Yes. Eko is a Benin name. So what? The man didn't say Lagos State. Mark you. I don't know. You know, he didn't say Lagos. Not that. I'm not saying that the Oba is 100% right, but that's neither here nor there. I am hungry. How am I going to help my people? That's what the people who are involved in all these arguments should be thinking of. History will always be controversial. I did history in university. It will always be controversial. You will either see a cup half full or half empty. So let's move on and disregard, especially this tongue coat here. No, you didn't know who I pointed to. So, man stabs guard to death during an argument in Lagos. Police arrest. Can we beg the punch, please? Police arrest suspected robbers. You use the photograph of the PRO. You did the same thing. Who then, our friend, you used his photograph when they say man stabs guard to death during an argument. 4-year-old boy drowns in canal while returning from church. Lagos may demolish marked buildings after Monday deadline. I am in full support of this exercise. And I'm glad Kelvin called in this morning for this ethnic profiling. I hope you know that in the Lagos State government, if you check the civil service, there are Igbos who are directors. I have a personal friend who is a director in the Ministry of Education. Yes. So all this thing about people sitting down, how can the whole government sit down and have meetings to demolish X's house and not demolish Y's house?
We have to go now.
We have to go. I was just warming up. This thing should be giving one.
Lagos, that's our
show.
Okay,
I'll be back at 9.
Yes, he'll be back at 9. Good morning to you.
On the radio, online, and on demand. Statistics proves and shows to us that there are more men in Nigeria than women.
Look at your constitution here. It says that every man is presumed innocent. Even if you are caught red-handed, you are presumed innocent. But for the policeman, they will invite you before they investigate you. And the moment you are invited, you are a suspect and accused.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk. 99.3 Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.